You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, guest, and criminal defense lawyer, Laurie Hellis.
Let's say he goes and gets a new trial, which I would not be surprised by at this point. Where do you see a new Alec Murdaugh trial going? Would they bring out the exact same sort of arguments and defenses as they did in round one? Or is there room to improve, I guess, for lack of a better term, expanding more upon what may have happened that very night? Some of the shock factors would be gone in a second trial of Alec suddenly admitting that he'd lied about where he was. That was a big shocker, totally took his credibility. The financial crimes were kind of a big shocker that he admitted to. That shock factor would be gone, and that character weight on him of negativity, it's certainly there, but it would be different because it's already been exposed. Would they need to go down a different road here of expressing what they believe happened that night differently than what they did the first round?
That's a great question. I think that there were sufficient statements that he made to law enforcement saying that he was never at the kennels, that I think they would still be able to make the point that he lied about that, mm-hmm. and there has to be a good reason for it.
Sure.
I think it would allow the state to kind of refine the timeline and make the timeline a little clearer when it comes to where he was and at what time and with the phones turning off. I think that sort of data-driven evidence is always tough to present, and they might very well be able to refine that. Mm-hmm. But I also think that the defense faces one big problem, and that's that at the time that the original trial happened, Alec Murdaugh had not pled guilty to any of the financial crimes. Mm-hmm. And so they brought in a lot of the financial crimes as prior bad acts. And that was something that likely was going to end up being appealed.
Sure.
Because of the extent of that 403B information. Now they have convictions because he's already pled guilty in federal court to those crimes. So I think it's going to be easier for them to get that information mm-hmm. in with less pushback on 403B information mm-hmm. because they've got a conviction in hand.
Sure.
So on one hand, perhaps you have less of the sort of gut emotion of him having to get up and admit he lied. I think the defense may think twice about putting him on the stand.
Yeah.
But ultimately that is a decision the defendant makes. And if Alec Murdaugh thinks that he did a good job and that he should have been found not guilty based on his testimony, he could testify again.
I guess that's one of the big questions. What do you think? Do you think Alec Murdaugh thinks he did a good job? Because Alec Murdaugh obviously is a massive narcissist.
Yeah, I do think that he felt like he made his case appropriately. And if I had to guess, I would guess that he will testify again. He didn't take the advice of his lawyers last time, and mm-hmm. I can't imagine he's going to take it this time
sure.
and not testify. But there's always that chance that he could say, yeah, okay, this time I get it and I'm not going to do it. So,
but there's still that pesky time window that you can't get away from, especially with the video of him at the dog kennel and the time that the murders took place. He would have had to have been there or at least right. have had knowledge of it. It doesn't necessarily put the gun in his hand and pulling the trigger, but it certainly puts him there. Do they have to come up with something to explain that? Can they go through this whole thing again and still have no explanation whatsoever as to why he was there and would have zero knowledge of any of this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what sort of theory that they're going to come up with at this point without further convoluting the story. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you account for him being there but not being there?
Yeah. You know? I mean, that's still the one they got to beat, no matter what.
Right. Right. And so coming up with another theory of how he could be there but not really be there, I suppose, is a possibility, although I'm just not sure how that plays with the jury.
Yeah. I'm wondering, are we going to hear, I'm going to say outlandish, but I'm going to say maybe not so outlandish, maybe real testimony of what happened if, in fact, he did not pull those triggers. Was there someone else involved? Was there some sort of hit going on? Was there some sort of pressure? Some sort of, you know, we're going to do this, you say anything, we're going to take out the rest of your family type sort of thing come up. And if that were to come up, why would it not? Why would they not have argued that to begin with in the first trial, I think would be the biggest question.
Yeah, and it's tricky because not a lot of what happened in the first trial is going to come in the second trial. If the first trial is invalidated as he gets a new trial because of the jury was tampered with, then what happened in that trial is thrown out. It's like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So it'll be tricky to get some of that information back in that they got in last time. But I agree that, you know, if they've come up with a new theory of, oh, you know, some hitman did it, they're going to have some kind of proof beyond just Alex says that's what happened.
Yeah.
The other thing that there are other things that sort of bolster the Alex did it narrative. And one of them is that period of time and those number of steps from the time he arrived at his mother's home until he actually went in the house. So there's a lapse of time and quite a few steps where it's clear that he is doing something outside his mother's home. It's always been speculated that he was hiding the weapons. So and the reason that raincoat was there was because he had the weapons wrapped in it, and why he hid that in the house, who knows?
Sure.
But there's always been that speculation. So I don't know what you do with that. You know, I don't know what they do with it. If what they're saying is, I suppose they could say the two gunmen did all the shooting and then gave him the guns and he wrapped him in a raincoat and took him to his mother's to get rid of him. So he's still complicit in their murders, even if he didn't pull the triggers. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. It's like when you're a kid and you have a bunch of different puzzles and the pieces get mixed up into one box and you're trying to put it together and they're like, well, this looks like this puzzle piece, and you kind of fit it together and maybe it does, but it's not the right puzzle. That's right. What it feels like this case continues. Yeah. It'll be very fascinating to watch.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.